Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We bring in Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Eric, I'm listening this morning to, you know, all three, NFL, ESPN, Fox. They're all kind of coming down on the Packers, even though the question was, are they a Super Bowl caliber team? But there's a lot of emphasis on this game this weekend, one way or the other. If they lose, they lose in the same fashion. They've been losing to better teams with good defenses. If they win, they finally beat a good defense. So how important is this game in your eyes coming up this weekend?
Oh, I think this is a huge game, Bill. You know, they have to come out of the chute and get this thing started. And really, I look at it this way. You look at the trio, you got Rodgers, Jones, and Adams. That's got to, in my mind, and looking at everything and where I'm feeling is that they're a top, those three are the top five of any of the, pick out any three quarterback, running back, receiver combo in the league, and these guys are in the top five for sure. I don't know if they're the best, but they're definitely in the top four or five. So, but what has to happen is they have to come out of the chute hot, and they have to come out of the chute and score 10, 14 points in the first quarter and get Indianapolis Colts on their heels, because you guess what's going to happen? Rivers is going to give you one, two, depending on who you listen to, three. You're going to get those shots, and he's kind of a statue now, right back there. So it's 100% reliant on the offense, and they got to come out of the chute hot and fast.
I think this game, and I've said this all week, this game to me, I'm circling. We talk so many times about the run game, or we talk about a matchup. This to me is strictly trenches. I am watching the trenches. I'm watching how that offensive line run blocks, pass blocks. They've got a speedy, fast, big, strong defensive front. I'm watching the trenches in this one. Is that what you're keying on?
Come on, that's what I'm always keying on.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You know, but yeah, I think you're right. I think there's. I think this is more about LaFleur than it is as a play caller, as it is about the personnel on the field. Big, fat, that front doesn't scare you if you do the right things. And it's going to be cutback runs, you know, bending things back to the weak side. It's going to be play action pass. It's going to be rollout pass, sprint passes, moving the pocket around in those fashions to get those guys tired out. And then, oh, by the way, now chase down Aaron Jones. So I think this is a game where you're going to see the real offense come on out there, and they're going to they know that this is a big game, and they're going to come with their guns loaded. At least that would be my expectation. But the part where I am going to be really looking for is middle of the second quarter and middle of the third quarter, when that offense seems to sometimes fall asleep. So I am going to be watching, making sure that the floor is getting plays in on time, and making sure that the flow doesn't get disrupted. And because it seems like sometimes when they get punched in the mouth a little bit, that those plays come in later and later and later, almost like he's grasping for what play to run. And you know what? A good offensive coordinator is three plays ahead. And that's just the way it is, because you set things up. You know, we're going to run a dive here. Now we're going to run a counter dive. Now we're going to run a counter boot. So some of those things I want to see out of LaFleur, not so much out of the guys on the field.
As much as I'm paying attention to Justin Houston and DeForest Buckner, obviously very solid up front, Grover Stewart, Darius Leonard had some things to say. He has got the crosshair squarely set on Aaron Rodgers. And as much as I want to say, it's football, guys talk all the time, I got to admit, I'm a little bit worried, because it seems like this is, one, they're a very good defense. Two, they've been able to back up some of the things that they have stated, and he definitely wants to make a statement, and I would assume if I'm one of the Packers' offensive linemen, this guy's going to play to the echo of the whistle, you know?
Good. I think that's what you want. You want to beat the best. If you're an offensive lineman, you don't want to play patty cake. You want to go out there and play football. And I think if they're going to be aggressive up front, I think that's great, because all it's going to do is make it easier for the tight end. You know, I think that 12 is not going to get – there is no way in God's green earth that he's going to be rattled. I don't believe it. I think he's going to stand in there, and when he is angry and he is playing kind of ticked off, I don't bet. I would never bet against him. I think there's going to be some opportunities for the tight end. I expect Tonyan to have a heck of a game. And, oh, by the way, now you got MBS that has a little bit of confidence built right now. I think you can't look past, you know, MBS, and then you got Adams that's going to do all of his stuff. So I think they're going to put some pressure on that defense. That, you know, the guys on TV and all, you know, Good Morning Football and us, you know what? Sometimes, you know, they're just down on the Packers because they think it's just Aaron Rodgers. But there's some quality football players on that team. And I think they're going to man up. And plus, guess what? They're playing indoors. So that's where Aaron Rodgers is extremely deadly.
I was going to ask you about that because I know there's the want to get a game or games at Lambeau Field for the postseason. And without fans, does the dome then become the equalizer or beneficial for the Green Bay Packers? It's almost like they play better in the dome situations. We're going to find out, obviously, coming up this weekend again. But if there's not going to be fans in the stands and crowd noise is not going to be a part of this, do you kind of wish that maybe they take a couple of losses and end up in a couple of domes on the way to an NFC championship game?
No. I like the chances of the Saints or Tampa Bay or Seattle to have to come through Green Bay when it's about 6 and at a Saturday night game. Go for it. Bring them on. I think that would be – That's what you want as a Packers player. You want that game at Lambeau. You want those guys to come up and have to wear all their long sleeves and all their scarves and mittens out there. That's what you want, and go ahead and get after it. So no, as much as I know that, and we all know that Aaron Rodgers is he is deadly in the dome. You want that game at home.
How much does the loss of Tyler Irvin, who is 99.99% not going to be playing this weekend, how much is the loss of Tyler Irvin as far as the motion man in that offense, does that affect, say, the play calling and or the motion and movement of this offense?
Who? Tyler
right.
Irvin?
Yep.
Nothing. He affects absolutely nothing. It doesn't matter who's running, going to be doing, you know, jet sweep motions or orbit motions. Put a shirt out there and run the motion. What's really going to happen? But the difference, the only thing that's going to make the difference in this ball game is what happens between the guard, center guards, and if they could get the ball outside on the perimeter in the air. That's it.
Any concerns special teams wise? J.K. Scott with a back issue with some spasms.
No, I that he's a punter. You know,
right?
He's a punter. Okay, I don't see anything there. You know, they had the miscue of the coverage, but that's a big part of the game. What happened last weekend against the Jaguars was an anomaly, in my opinion, and that's one of the things where you can get beat if you're not 100% in all three phases of the game. But I don't see that as the deal. They're gonna have to get points up so they keep the ball in Philip Rivers' hands and not on the ground. And then they'll be fine. But if they can't score points quick and fast, and that ball's on the ground, that's gonna be tough sled.
Eric, you got them winning or losing this weekend?
Well, I talked myself into just as we were talking here into winning. Earlier in the week, I had them losing for sure, but I got them winning. I'm sitting here in the car with the Pearl and my good buddy Nick heading down to the woods, and they're all giving me a dirty look. I think they're going to pull it off, and I don't think it's going to be a 2-point game. I think they'll get 7 or better.
All right. Go enjoy yourself in the woods, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Eric Brancheck off to a deer stand near you. How we looking? getting dirty looks from the guys in the car. Nothing better. Nothing better. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.